Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
There's a lot to today's Daily Dust, so I'm going to launch right into it. You ready for it? Okay. Kevin Costner did not watch Sunday's episode of Yellowstone. What? I mean, they revealed the fate of his character, John Dutton.
What aired last night?
I'm going to be perfectly honest. I didn't know it was actually airing last night. That's a swear to God moment. I said, swear to God. I mean, I've been seeing ads with my face all over the place, and I'm thinking, gee, I'm not in that one. I'm not in this season. But I've been seeing, and somebody said, you know, it played last night. And I said, okay. So, no, I found out about it this morning, actually.
Interesting. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Stephen Colbert will reveal People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive on his show tonight. No, it's not him. Timothy Chalamet prepared for his role in A Complete Unknown by learning, I'll let him tell you, how many Bob Dylan songs.
For the movie, I had to learn 13, let's say, or something.
Okay.
But in total, I could probably play 30. So Tim Monick was a dialect coach.
Yeah.
That's who I worked with for years on this. Worked with a harmonica coach for 5 years.
A Complete Unknown, the story of Bob Dylan, opens on Christmas Day. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child together. Megan shares 3 sons with Brian Austin Green, and MGK has a daughter with an ex-girlfriend. And on the Smart List podcast, Jason Bateman, joked about his full body scan results.
I will tell you, I just had one of those full body scans.
Yeah.
And
no brain.
Yeah.
And completely empty.
Sir, yeah. Can we talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
It's just one microchip up there.
Wow. Yeah. They said it's not, there's no heart. They just found a box with a picture of a heart in it. Well, no. So did you get the results back?
Yes, thank you. The results were fine.
Oh, well, good for him. Although he said his cholesterol was horrendous. So apparently these are popular with celebrities, and the scans range from about $1,000 to $2,500. And they provide detailed medical information. Well, I don't have that kind of money. Eminem reportedly filmed a comedic role for Happy Gilmore 2. And Jason Sudeikis performed with Public Enemy's Bring the Noise with Flava Flav on the Thunder Gong charity concert in Kansas City. Take a listen.
Come on, yeah. Bring the noise. Get down. Get down. Get.
Turn it up.
Hey, yo, Jason. We chilling.
Bring the noise.
P.E. in the hell. Stop doing. Jason, jump into the dude, boy.
Get from in front of me. The crowd runs for me. My DJ is walking there.
Jason Sudeikis never hesitates to surprise us all. Liam Gallagher says Oasis can, quote, wipe the floor with the majority of bands out there on a bad day. Listen, dude, you and your brother are always having a bad day. How's your band going to even perform? And I got a dirt alert. Oh, y'all. Okay, so I was in Tarjay yesterday, it was Sunday, and I saw Mattel's Wicked Dolls. They feature Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, but they accidentally included a link to a grown-up site on the packaging.
There's a major error on the packaging of Mattel's Wicked Movie Dolls. According to Variety, Mattel mistakenly has a link to an X-rated website on the back of the doll's packaging.
Yeah. They put a porn site on the Barbie box. Proof that men cannot multitask.
Sorry. Not all men. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I'm sorry. You're welcome. Whatever suits you.